Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about feelings of guilt. Some people, sometimes their whole life, beat themselves up, feel guilty for things that happen. We'd like to understand how can we break loose of this on our way to a better life. Tal, please. Yeah, Nietzsche said that mankind has restricted aggression, and then people start turning their aggression inwards instead of outwards, and it turned into a kind of conscience that eats you alive. And so many times people feel guilt for the different mistakes that they do. They eat themselves alive, beat themselves up for things that they did or didn't do. Mostly mothers and parents feel it, especially in our times with all the pressure and burdens. Many times mothers walk around with guilt feelings for not being able to give their children what they need, for not being there for them. And the problem is that this is a feeling that doesn't really help us improve. Maybe it only makes things worse. So we'd like to talk about guilt feelings. Where does this come from? And what can we do about this? And we'll try to understand a bit, what are guilt feelings from your perspective? From what I understand from you, who is the psychologist, that this is a person who's blaming himself for everything that happened in life, or specific things, doesn't matter, that he feels guilty for causing these things, both to himself, but towards himself, these aren't really guilt feelings, but what he did to others, especially about that. And what does he do about it? First of all, this is something that a developed person feels. If we're just talking about some farmer someplace, I don't know who, I don't know how to describe a simple person, that what does he regret? What does he give account for? That he did this and did that and maybe caused someone some kind of harm or some unpleasantness or something. But people that are developing and that reach a state where they're already at a certain age, we're not talking about children, when they themselves become parents, then they start feeling how incorrectly, poorly they treated their parents, the people close to them, how egoistic they were in childhood, everywhere. And guilt feelings, all in all, elevate the human part in a person. Therefore, you can't say that it's something bad. First of all, there's room for this phenomenon because we see that this is how it is. But also, I think that a person can't grow without having feelings of guilt. Does it have to do with the conscience? It has to do with a person's conscience. It has to do with feeling gratitude for something that a person wants to give, but there's no longer to whom or how. His parents passed away, and now he's only starting to regret the way he treated them, and he won't be able to repay them for all that they did for him. I meet such people that tell me about it, and really, the guilt feelings for what they discover about themselves really pain them. And this depends on a person's development. It depends on their age. It can't be at a young age. But a person that is already starting to approach the ages of 40, even 50, 60, then even more, I think that today, with our lifestyle, before the age of 50, maybe even 60, a person can't feel guilt. He's still excited, inspired by achieving something. He doesn't look back. He doesn't see, he doesn't discover in himself something that's parallel to what he caused other people in the past. What kind of sensitivity do you have in order to feel feelings of guilt? You tell me, you're the psychologist. Yeah, but you're saying that a younger person doesn't feel it because what? A young person, he's busy pushing forward in life and more, and he doesn't take into account what he does to himself and others. The main thing is to achieve the goal. A person that already reaches a state where he becomes more balanced, and he starts calculating, what did I come to, why, how, should I have done this way or not? The question of whether I should have done it this way or not, this is what leads him to criticize himself. What did I do in the past? How did I treat my parents, the people close to me, people in general, here and there? How nicely people treated me in life. Only now he starts seeing how nicely people treated him in life and how ungrateful he was. Meaning, he matures and he can look at himself from the outside in. It's called that within man, the human degree is born. Meaning, guilt feelings point at a person's maturity, and that he left his childhood. It could be at the ages of 40 or 50, but still, if a person is only pushing forth and he doesn't care about his relationships and how he emotionally treated others throughout life, then he's still a young fellow and not a man yet. Okay, so it sounds that guilt feelings, they have a very positive aspect, that it's our ability to feel responsible for our environment. Right, but it's only a small part of the way, because these people, they suffer a lot. They can't get rid of these things. They beat themselves up to the point where we see that people really commit suicide. They can't stand it anymore. That they were so dishonest and bad and didn't treat people the same way they treated them. And here, we only have to see what's going on with us. Why do we feel guilt? And what are we supposed to do about it? Do you think that it's good to develop these feelings in children and youth before the age of 40? I don't think that it's possible to do on your own, meaning artificially. As much as I know people, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in any of these influences. Maybe a bit the influence of society over a person can hasten the development of guilt feelings in a person, but still, it won't be the truth. But a person has to ripen from within. However, guilt feelings, when they awaken in a person, and here a person needs help. I don't know how psychologists treat this, but I know how Kabbalists do it. Kabbalists say that first of all, you have to explain to a person that everything that he did in life, he did it because he was directed at that by the upper force, and he's not guilty about it whatsoever. Meaning, this is how it had to happen. Meaning, each and every moment that went by, it's forbidden for me to feel guilt over that, that I'm to blame. But I have to say that there is none else besides him. The Creator did it. I knew about it, I didn't know about it, it doesn't matter. It's all in the past. And maybe what I feel is true, that I'm to blame. Maybe it's not. There's a lot of psychology here, and who knows what a person depicts to himself. It's like you imagine a big bear at night outside. But still, we have to attribute it all to the Creator. The Creator being what? The upper force, fate, destiny, nature. That this is how we went through all of these states. Now, why was it done this way? For us to know that we have to treat others favorably, and not that we'll regret what happened in the past. Meaning, I can't correct the past. I can, from this point and on, do good to the rest of the world, to everyone. Just like I was impressed by the good things that certain people did for me in the past, and how I disregarded it all and didn't feel it, and really, I didn't share their good attitude towards me, and I turned my back on them, and so on and so forth. Different such pictures. Now I have to turn this into good deeds done by me, and to try and be good to everyone. Not good the way they did it, but to teach that there is no evil in the world, but that the upper force, nature, the Creator, it doesn't matter how you call Him, is teaching us how to come to good terms with one another. So much so that no one will feel any guilt for the past, but will always feel good in the present and for the future. So how is a person supposed to learn from his mistakes? I understand that he's supposed to learn something meaningful here. No. If we attribute it to the force of nature that's controlling us, and that only it alone arranges and controls everything, then I can already relate favorably to my feelings of guilt and my past and my future if I know that I'm being controlled by the force of nature. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I can always regret the past for doing wrong, but it wasn't me. But this is how it was done to me, with me. And therefore, what I have left to do is, in each and every moment, to adhere myself to the force of nature that's controlling my life and the life of everyone else, and that the only thing that we want is to adhere to this force of good. That if I understand, if I feel that I'm under this higher, superior kind of control, then for sure, I will not cause anyone harm. Sometimes it's not only about causing harm, it's also about doing good. If I understand that I didn't treat my child favorably enough, or I had to invest more in my grandparents, then there's also something that I have to do. Because if I simply adhere to the upper force, it's like I remain passive. No, I don't remain passive. I try to do good to others, to those at reach. And the main thing is that I'm in a good relationship with that upper force that's controlling me and the rest of mankind. How does that correct the evil that I've revealed? First of all, as a result, I understand that I did not do any harm to anyone. I didn't do any harm, but I was taken through these different states in the past without my knowledge of whether I'm behaving correctly or not, and I was played with, like with a little puppet. And this is why I behaved the way I did. And from this point and on, that I know that I'm under the control of the force of nature, then, together with nature, I don't want to separate from it, but I want to keep on living this way in a good and nice attitude towards everyone. What does it mean to have a good and nice attitude towards everyone? For that, I have to imagine that I'm in the shoes of the other, that I'm in their place. And if so, what does it mean to do good to them? Meaning the ability to feel what my environment feels and needs from me and to try and to do good? Yeah. What the others want from you? I have a question. You're saying that instead of beating myself up for the past, it's forbidden. By that, you think that you're the one who did it, but it's incorrect. Even today, what we're doing, we're not doing ourselves, but it's the forces of nature. We talked about this on many of our talks, that the forces of nature, they're directing us. So I want to understand how to relate to something. Suppose a year ago, yesterday, or 20 years ago, I did something bad to Tal. And today I feel it, and I feel guilty for it. You're saying, look, Owen, if it already passed, there's no point in feeling guilty and beating yourself up. You have to say that this is how you are controlled by the forces of nature and to focus on treating Tal and others favorably. Now, I have a few questions about this. You're saying that the force that caused me to treat her unfavorably in the past, previously you called it the force of good, the force of nature. If it's a force of good, that I don't know what this force is, but suppose that there is some force that activates and operates all of us like a puppet on strings, and through me, it wronged Tal. Why do you call it the force of good? And why are you saying that you have to start acting like it beneficially towards everything? If it did something bad 20 years ago, it's the bad force. It's because we don't understand what good and bad is. You can say it about everyone, that people are ill, that they experience different blows in life, problems, troubles. We don't understand why, where does it come from. We don't understand all the forces of nature. And therefore, where we don't see it, we don't. But where I see that I've caused someone harm, then there I really blame myself. So the matter is simple. I didn't build myself. I wasn't the one who made myself. I didn't create my nature, that I'm so unsensitive, that I'm so deaf to everyone, that I can't hear what others are saying or insinuating. I can't wholeheartedly respond in a good and nice way. This is how I am. What do you want from me? Now that I became more sensitive, then what? I have to regret how I was. It was someone completely different than today. Today I'm sensitive. Today I understand. So what can I do? And also maybe in 10 years, I'll regret today. So who am I today and who was I then? It's nature that's developing me. You can't run away from nature that's developing us, that's bringing us together, that's doing all these things, bringing about all these different circumstances, and eventually we can only learn from it, from this entire process, how to behave in the future. And there's just one way to behave in the future, just one option, that we will identify with that upper force of nature that's controlling us the way it is. And that's shaping our relationships one way or another every moment. So we shouldn't attribute these states to ourselves, because it's not us. As if we're creating these states, shaping all of these encounters between us. That is, if we're the ones that gave us our special character and so on, what do I feel guilty for? If I wasn't the one who made myself, who created myself, if I wasn't the one who caused all of these situations, as a result of which I feel guilty. So, you're relieving yourself of any responsibility. I am. That's kind of childish. It's not. To the contrary, it's only half the way. The other half is that we have to adhere to the force of nature and to say that everything is in its hands and that all the time we want to adhere to that force that's controlling us. And maybe through our desire to adhere, these feelings of guilt will bring me to a state where I will start feeling that I'll start feeling that really nature is a unique force, a wise, smart force, a goal-oriented force that develops us this way, so that we'll start feeling this force, the general force in nature, and that by that we will become human beings. And Adam in Hebrew, meaning he who is adhered to that upper force that controls all of reality. He created us? Yes. He created all the circumstances? Yes. He made it so that by these states we'll move from one state to the next and reach a certain result that today seems to be good or bad, but it's not me. When I already look back and start analyzing what happened, then it's already a different person who I am today and who I was 10 years ago. So what do you do? So I'm saying that if we want to respond correctly, we have nothing left to do but to attribute ourselves to nature. Regarding the past, I understand that I have to say that it wasn't I who acted there. I was operated this way, and to leave it in the past. What I didn't exactly understand is, what am I supposed to do now in the present? Now in the present, I have to do the maximum good that I can, and to do it as much as I can in adhesion with the force of nature. And if you can explain what you just said, meaning that both now I have to feel and understand and attain that I am connected with nature, that nature is controlling me now too. What is nature? Nature. Everything that I'm in, it's nature. Everything that's speaking in me, it's nature. Your thoughts, your desires, your traits, your urges, it's all nature, it's not you. So I want for all of these things, for all of my desires, to work to the benefit of everyone else. I want to be a positive force in reality. And then by that, for sure, I will never feel guilt. This is the remedy against feelings of guilt. That this is what we came to now. At first we asked, what do we do about guilt feelings? So this is the answer. To be a positive force towards reality. Okay, now I have a question. I know people that take responsibility for everything that happens, even excessively. They have excessive guilt feelings. Even someone's hurt, for sure it's because of me. They relate everything to themselves. Some say that it's very common for Jews to have this inclination to feel guilty for everything that happens. Where does my responsibility actually end? A person has to have the ability to draw a line. This is something that I take responsibility for, and this I don't. Otherwise, it's really hard. This is a subject that we have to talk about separately, but I'll say just one thing. I have to feel that I'm responsible for the entire world. Okay, it sounds pretty heavy. Yeah, but also the guilt feelings, they're such that I beat myself up to the point where I see nothing good in life. What do you recommend those people that feel that everything is their fault? Like we just said, that I have to convey to them the method that will allow them to see life in a way that everything's coming from the upper force. And are they right that they're to blame for everything? No, that's how they feel. So they have to change that feeling that they're not the ones that are controlling the world, and therefore they're not the ones to blame, but there's the upper force that controls it all. And if they're adhered to that upper force, they'll feel no guilt. Why? Because it's not them. They're controlled. But what do they have left to do? To constantly adhere to that upper force that controls everything? And then they will feel, to the extent of their adhesion with the upper force, how perfect and whole everything is. And they'll feel no guilt. You started with saying that they're really responsible for the entire world. This is what they feel. So, that they'll feel that they're responsible for the entire world and that they bring the entire world the knowledge that only the one upper force is running the entire world. And then no one in this world is responsible for anything besides passing this knowledge on, and this will calm everyone down. If, as a mankind, we will begin to better identify that all of our desires and the different situations that we experience, they're all controlled by the one force of nature, as you call it, where will this lead our relationships? It's called man and woman, divinity between them. Meaning that you will reach a state where it's good for that nature, the upper force that has created both of you, that has formed both of you, for him to continue existing between you, and that you want to reveal him, and along with everything that you'll feel and see, you want to keep connecting between you. Meaning, there has to be the third partner here, nature, that made you. And we really want to reveal him in our relationships. Of course, in everything. To reveal what exactly? How he's controlling us. Both me and you and her and everyone. And when we discover that, we're in a state where we no longer feel guilt because we see the whole incomplete world that's entirely controlled by the force of good. But still, we're responsible towards one another to do good as much as we can. To do good to each other means to help everyone reveal how much they are under the control of the force of good. Dr. Leitman, this was amazing. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.